through an editing process by the writer.
罗马书是写给罗马教会的一封信，那么保罗要写他一封信，他都事先呢把这个材料啊选择以后，要从哪一点先写，都经过他的头脑整理以后写。
For example, the book of Romans was written to the believers in Rome.And while writing, Paul had went through a process of selection to choose what he would want in the book.
但是这个启示录没有经过约翰的思想，他只看到什么、听到什么就记录起来，所以这个启示录是一种记录起来的书。所以约翰不过是一个记录者，不是作者。
And for this book, the book of Revelation, it is purely a record of what John had seen, had witnessed, and therefore it is a record and not a book where process of thought had been used.
因此，约翰本身说起来，他也搞不清楚啊，写出来啊，他自己有的地方他也不知道到底是什么意思啊。
And hence, when John wrote this book, even he doesn't understand what he was recording.
那这个启示录的。参考书会在基督教书店是最多的。
There are many literature on the Book of Revelation in Christian bookstores.
尤其白人，他们很好奇，他们都很喜欢呢，知道未来的事情，所以他们盼望从启示录要来知道到底将来是怎么样。
And Caucasians are very anxious to know about the future, and therefore they will read up upon these literature to find out.What was,
但是他们所写出来的这个启示录的解释，个人没有不一样，有的相差很大。
Each writer trying to explain the Book of Revelation had a different view.
这个是看那个作者对这个对终末论呢、啊，对耶稣再来这个终末论的看法如何？那这个对这个终末论的看法不同，他对启示录的解释就不同。
And if the writer of the taxes have different view upon the coming of Jesus, then he will explain this book differently.
那么我们本会的启示录的解释是根据黄以丽莎长老那一本启示录的研究。
And our church, our explanation is based on Elder Elisha Huang's explanation.
黄长老是台湾真理是教会第一个信徒。
Elder Huang is the first believer of the Taiwan Church.
他以前是长老会啊，那啊后来搬到中国大陆去，那在中国大陆见到真理是教会，他相信，在1926年，带两个长老张巴拿巴长老和郭多玛长老到台湾来传教。
Elder Huang was a believer of the Presbyterian Church, but later on in 1926 he moved to China and came to believe in the True Jesus Church, and with him he brought Elder Guo and Elder Zhang with him.
所以台湾今年正好传教70年。
And therefore this year is the 76th anniversary of the True Jesus Church in Taiwan.
那黄长老以前是一个可以说是政治家的，他是搞政治的，反对日本的这个殖民政策。所以台湾的知识青年只是一个文化学会，他们是文化学会的这个人干部啊，他们发这个日刊啊，报纸日刊，他是做主编。
Elder Huang was a politician and he joined a youth group against the who were plotting against the Japanese, and they had some publications and Elder Huang happened to be one of the editors.
但是。台湾人对日本虽然提出意见，日本政府是不理他的，他不会听的。
Even though Taiwanese had raised voices against the occupation of Japanese, but the Japanese did not take heed.
他很生气啊，说日本管台湾，我不要住在台湾，就全家通通搬到中国大陆去。
And because the Japanese had occupied Taiwan, Elder Huang was very angry, and therefore he moved from Taiwan to China.
那他搬到台湾去。目的就是要在台这个中国大陆培养一些政治人才，要来对付日本。
And the sole purpose of moving to China was that he would like to raise up some youth against to rebel against the Japanese.
可是到中国大陆的时候，就碰到安息日会。 当时台湾没有安息日会。
When he went to China, he met a group called the Sabbath Congregation.
那他的弟弟也是很热心，啊，就叫做黄基殿长老，他就想要去建这个安息日会，做安息日很对啊，做安息日。
And the brother of Elder Huang think to himself that it is very true to observe Sabbath on a Saturday. Therefore, he wanted to join this congregation.
那以后呢，就听到一个真的是教会啊，在漳州啦，他的故乡传道。
And later on, he heard about Jesus Church preaching in his hometown.
他感觉很稀奇的，他本来对道理也很有兴趣，他就去告诉那个张长老啊，说我们这个黄姓会馆，他们有钱人有一个会馆，给你开布道会，那我叫我的朋友啊来听你的道理。
And so he went to Elder John and says, "Would you please hold a evangelical meeting in one of these little councils that we have?"
那他们不但说晚上，整天就在那里研究道理。
And all day they will be there in the council studying the truth.
那祷告好多人都信了。
And when they pray, many people receive the Holy Spirit.
小孩子也多到信了。
Even the children receive the Holy Spirit.
那黄长老的父母亲呢，多大信了，孩子有多大信了，他自己都不大信了。
The parents and the children of Elder Huang all received the Holy Spirit except himself.
这个话是黄长老告诉我的。那么有一次晚上聚完会啊，要回去的时候在路上，黄长老一边想，一边走，说提倡这个研究真的是教会的事哦，那为什么也是不给我信的？
And one day after service, as Elder Huang was returning home on his journey, he was thinking, I am the one to start out on studying the truth in the Jesus Church. Why wouldn't God give me Holy Spirit?
那在走路想的时候，圣灵临到他，所以黄长老多圣灵是在路上多大，走路的时候多大。
While he was walking, suddenly the Holy Spirit came upon him, and therefore we say he received the Holy Spirit while he was walking.
哇，圣灵临到他，一直感动，他人在好高大，啊，硕脸圆，哇，他很感动。才晓得这个是真教会。
And when the Holy Spirit came upon him, only then did he realize that Jesus Church is the true church.
所以他后来就放弃这个建筑方面的工作了，说你搞建筑最多是啊改善台湾同胞的生活了。可是我把这个耶稣的这个得救的恩传给他们，啊，不但能够使他们在这个今生啊。行果能够改进，将来还有天国的大福气。
Elder Huang decided to give up his work in politics because he sees that in politics he can only change the life of the Taiwanese. But if he were to preach the truth to the Taiwanese, he'll be able to change the life in the present life and the afterlife.
所以在1926年，他就带两个长老到台湾来传道。
And therefore, in 1926, he brought two elders with him to Taiwan to preach.
台湾现在感谢主了，教会超过240间。
And thank the Lord, there are more than 240 churches in Taiwan.
这是黄长老带那两位长老来撒种的。假使黄长老他得到这个道理，没有带传道来台湾传道啊，可能台湾现在还没有真的是教会。
We thank God that this is the result of Elder Huang with the two elders sowing the seeds in Taiwan. If it hadn't been for Elder Huang, perhaps today in Taiwan there won't be a religious church.
那他这个信主以后。他就是做神的工了。
After converting to Jesus Church, Elder Huang dedicated himself to the Lord's work.
当时主要的工人有三位，就黄长老，还有一个古多玛长老。古多玛长老是医生。
And during the time, there were three elders, Elder Huang and Elder Guo, Thomas Guo, who was a physician.
他是安息日会的很热心的信徒。
He used to be a fervent believer of the Sabbath congregation.
一个是张巴拉巴长老。
Another one is Barnabas Chang.
那这个注释方面呢，黄长老和古长老比较高啊。
And with regards to knowledge, Elder Huang and Elder Guo were highly educated.
那这个张长老是有力量，一直传。
And Elder Barnabas strong, he has power to him, and therefore he preached the gospel.
所以黄长老和国长老就告诉长长老说，你这样一直传，没有组织起来，好像是一堆散沙一样，不能发生作用。
And Elder Huang, Elder Guo said to Elder Chang that, well, you preach because they're not the believers are not grouped together, it's just like a scattered sand.
就建议这个张长老要做三件事情。
And the two elders suggested to Elder Chang two matters.
第一件事要组织起来，把教会组织起来。First
is to organize the church.
第二，要培养人才。
Second is to educate more youth.
第三要出版刊物。
Third is to publish some literature.
这个是圣灵带领很重要的三点。
This is the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and these are the three important matters.
所以这个同那一年，他们就回到南京。
In that same year, they went back to Nanking.
在南京开代表大会啊，成立真理是教会的总会。
In Nanking, they had
就是组织。
In Nanking, they had a general meeting, and they officially established the Trigious Church.
那开办第一期的行税会，三个会，就是人才训练。
And the first theological seminar lasted 3 months, and this is the first attempt to train young people.
出第一本的圣灵报。The
first publication of the Holy Spirit Monthly.
我们那个圣灵报，第一本现在台湾图书馆都没有，不过我有一本。 那我那一本，我的小孩子啊，在巴黎那个传道啊，给我拿走了。我说你不要丢哦，现在台湾找不到这一本了。And
the very first edition of the Holy Spirit Monthly cannot be found in the library in Taiwan, but I have one copy and I've given it to my youngest son.
那这三条路线一直到现在是真实教会发展很重要的事情。
And the above three matters that we've mentioned is the way that our Trinity Church has been proceeding.
我们教会要组织，好像我们温哥华信徒啊，这么多，教会没有组织就散沙。And
for our church to organize, just like the Vancouver Church, we need to organize ourselves, otherwise we'll be scattered.
那我们这个加拿大的现在又有组织了联络中心啊，那各国。 有相当数目的教会都有总会的组织。And
in our system, we in Canada, we happen to have a coordination center, but while in other parts of the world, we have general assemblies.
那这个国际间我们一个联合总会的组织，这个就是全世界真理是教会的组织中心了，联络中心。And
with regards to all the general assemblies, we have another office higher, which is the International Assembly, which is the headquarters.
那么我们有组织这个教义才不会乱。假定有哪一个地方教义传错了，这个组织可以纠正它。你没有组织，你要管它，不是说管了，你要干涉它，但我和你没有关系啊。有组织才有办法控制，控制这个错误。还有呢，工作能够互相帮助。你没有组织，你是你，我是我啊。 我也不会到这里来，假如没有组织的话，所以组织很重要。With
a well-organized organization, it is important for one to help the other, just in case we have preached the wrong truth.
第二，训练人才。
The second important thing is to train young people.
我们要做神的工啊，人才要训练。你人才没有训练，要叫他做工做的不好。
And to do the work of God, we need to train people. Otherwise, we won't be able to carry them out.
那训练人才不但训练就传道人才，好像我们传体的，好像这个意思一种训练，道理的训练，工作的训练。那你这人才有训练，他会去做工才做的顺利啊，做的有功效。没有训练不行。With
training, we can send people who are knowledgeable and they can carry out the work of God accordingly.
你现在看大公司，他们都有各种的训练，在职的训练、干部的训练、员工的训练、股东训练，这样子才能提高他们的工作果效。If
you were to look at the major corporations, they have trainings for each level for the managers and for the employees.
第三，出版刊物。The
third is to publish literature.
我们这个刊物啊，这个刊物是世界传道的先锋啊。 沙巴州，我们好多沙巴州来的，沙巴州现在超过10000的信徒，那是从一本圣灵报开始。
Publishing literature is like a pioneer because in the Saba we have thousands of believers and all started with one book of Holy Spirit monthly.
就是新加坡温柔汉青年来啊，基本圣灵报到沙巴说起。
It all started with a brother John Woon from Singapore who mailed an issue of Holy Spirit monthly to Saba.
我已经有讲过，现在不再讲。
I've mentioned.
是这样子开始的沙巴州的教会。
I've mentioned this earlier, so I will not repeat it. And this is how the Sabbath Church was
established. 所以我们现在加拿大这么大的地方啊，我们应该，我们好像我们本会啊，应该一个小组的哈，怎么样的来把这个我们本会的刊物，我们英文的是很多，又中文的，继续给加拿大国里面的一个国教会，用刊物做先锋啊。给他们知道一个真理是教会，也给他们知道真理是要传什么道理。
In Canada, we should probably set up a small team that is in charge of mailing out our church literature to various denominations in Canada to let them know that there is a true church in Canada and to let them know what our truths are.
所以我们应该要强化这一点，这个工作。
And this is one area that we should emphasize on.
那就是他是神的这个百姓啊，他看到一篇文章都会相信的。
If those people were the elect of God, they were believed in what we have to say when they read our literature.
台北教会有一家人啊，就是那个主人呐、啊，在路上捡到一张啊，这个联谊会的传单。
And there was a family in Taiwan. One of the members while walking picked up one of our pamphlets for spiritual convocation.
可能是拿到的人在把它丢的呀，丢在路上。
It is possible that someone who had picked our pamphlets up had thrown it away.
那么那个购物的人拿起来看呐、啊，他一边是广告什么时候开灵会，另外一边是一个见证的，台湾的传单都是这样。那么那一篇见证是记在一个女人呐、啊。患什么病啊？心里是好。那么这个捡到那个传单的人，他太太就患了那个病，就花很多钱都得不到医治。所以他看他那个传单，好高兴，跑到教会去、啊、要信耶稣啊。但是那白天呢没有聚会啊。后来那个管会长说晚上来了，那晚上就去了，就这样相信。那这样子他太太得到平安。所以说。丢在路上的一张传单、啊、救了一家人。
And the passerby who picked up the pamphlet read the testimony at the back of the flyer, and on the back of the flyer was a testimony about how a sister was healed from an illness, and this passerby's wife happened to suffer from the same illness, and therefore he went to the church, and the caretaker told him that.Our service starts at night, and therefore the passerby and his wife came at night, and that's how his wife was killed.
我看这样子哈，你把要点翻译翻译就好，因为大部分听得懂嘛。要点就好，你能够把要点翻出来就伟大了。所以我盼望你们呐、啊，多分传单，但是分传单以前要祷告，神的。百姓真的看到一张传单会信的，神的灵会助攻，所以真的是教会发展的路线呢、啊。1926年，他们三位长老决定这个路线，开大会决定这个路线非常重要。我们现在要强化这三个组织、训练和文宣工作。
Therefore, it is important for us to follow the three matters that was decided by the General Assembly in 1926.
那方丈老就在他们很眼光啊，心灵感动。1926年设立总会啊，在南京。1927年就搬到上海了。
1926, General Assembly was established in Nanking. In 1927, it's moved to Shanghai.
他们是真的是叫要传遍世界。那上海是国际情势，要和外国联络才方便。他们很眼光的。 他们当时就是很相信真的是叫全世界。
Probably because Shanghai during that time was an urban city and therefore it's important to preach the gospel to all over the world.
那古多玛长老放弃医生的工作，黄长老放弃这个世界的工作，就大家在那边做神工。
And Elder Huang and Elder Guo gave up their previous careers and decided to work for God.
那后来黄长老就写那个启示录研究，不晓得你们有没有看过，不过那很深啊，很难懂就是。
Elder Huang wrote the book of Revelation. It is very profound and difficult to understand.
他写那一本书花了很久，那在现在圣灵把我看了，以后才把看出去的那些文章记起来，就是那一本研究，那一本研究很宝贝。
And the text of the book of Revelation written by Elder Huang was first published in the Holy Spirit Monthly, and later on was grouped together and published as a book.
那黄长老的启示录的研究要发表以前都经过台湾总会的编行委员会，所以他发表的那个启示录的解释会说是台湾的干部同意的，因为经过那个审查会。
What Elder Huang wrote on the study of Book of Revelation had to pass through a publication team in Taiwan, therefore it is the essence of all the members in Taiwan.
那后来神学院安排我教启示录了，我说启示录我没有办法教，但是既然安排我就是去念启那个黄长老那一本书，念不晓得几遍了，启示念不懂。我说念不懂是我的程度啊差了，黄长老懂我不懂。
Initially, the theological college wanted me to teach the book of Revelation. I told them I do not understand. So I went to read Elder Huang's Revelation, and I find that I couldn't understand them.
不过经过好多年呢、啊，后来感谢主了，我有点心得啊，我知道黄长老在写什么啊。我实在想要把那个启示录研究写得简单一点，不过到现在。写一点点还没有，我感觉很难啊，要写的太简单不。我后来青年团契啊叫我写这个道读啦，他青年团契把66卷每一卷都写一些要点出来。那么这篇文章就是刊载青年团契的啊。那我在这一篇的这个文章，把起诉的五个重点。五个题目写在这里，那我解释一下了。我看你们假设会明白这五个题目啊，那以后读启示录的了解上应该有帮助。
As I read the Book of Revelation, I begin to have some understanding. Therefore, I wrote down this guidebook. It used to be published in the Youth Communion, and there are 5 main topics.
那当时黄长老我再回到台湾来，那这个启示录是在台湾的他的故乡写的，他的故乡是乡下。
The Book of Revelation written by Elder Huang was written while he was in his hometown.
也是台湾真的是教会第一间的教会的地方。
It is also the site of the first True Jesus Church in Taiwan.
那他老人家他书很多啊，他的书是房间啊堆起来，不是像图书馆排啊，他书用堆的啊。那他可以说这个外教会的启示录的参考书，他懂英文啊，日文什么文，他懂得很多，他一个学者。可以说外教会的启示录的解释书，他都知道，都看过。
Elder Huang has many books and he also understands many languages, therefore he has probably read many of the texts of explaining the Book of Revelation in different languages.
但是他写出来的，结果你们没有念过外教会的解释书，没有办法比较的。有念过外教会的解释书就有办法比较。他写出来的和外教会所写的不一样。
If you were to read what other denominations have written, you would find that Elder Huang has written something different.
所以我非常相信当时黄长老写这个启示录有圣灵的启示带领。 不然的话没有办法明白那么清楚。
I believe the other one had the guidance of the Holy Spirit guiding to write down the text to explain the Book of Revelation.
所以我们真的是教会这个根据黄长老来的这个启示的解释是别的教会没有的。
Therefore, what Elder Huang had wrote is different and it cannot be found in other churches.
那他这个读圣经，他精神很好。当时差不多70岁了，他都读研究启示录到3更半夜啊。那有一天晚上啊，他在这个他的桌子是靠这个墙壁的，那在那里研究启示录的时候，魔鬼跑起来。在那个墙壁啊，好凶的脸孔啊。那魔鬼这个黄长老很老练的，他经验很多，他晓得这个魔鬼，他不怕，他笑笑他，笑那个魔鬼。
When Elder Huang was writing this text, he would usually study late into the night, and once at night, Satan came and showed his fearful face to him, and Elder Huang laughed at it.
他也不敢魔鬼，他表示说我不怕你了。
He did not cast the demon away. He merely showed that he's not afraid of him.
那继续，他在那里写稿子。
And he continued on with his study.
所以他写启示录就是魔鬼的阻挡。
Therefore, while he wrote the text explaining the Book of Revelation, there was the work of Satan.
那我们也常常去拜访他。
And I used to visit him often.
他很高兴。
And he'll be very happy.
我们去大概都是早上要9点就到他家，那么一开口他就讲启示录。
And when we go to visit him about 9 a.m, when he first sees us, he's very happy, and then he starts explaining.
把他最近的心得啊提出来讨论。
And he will tell us what he have found recently, and we will discuss.
中午在他家吃饭。
At noon we'll have lunch at his house.
吃饭也讲启示录。
During lunch we'll also talk about Revelation.
吃过饭也讲启示录。
After lunch, same topic, Revelation.
差不多4点多了，我们才离开他的家。
About 4 p.m, we leave his house.
在他的家只要7个小时，都是讲启示录。
7 hours in his house are all about Revelation.
那么，他的教会就是他在房子的隔壁啊，第一间教会。那每个安息日都讲启示录，那乡下人听不懂。但是他的脑筋启示录的道理又好像没有别的了。
His house is next to the church, and every Saturday afternoon during Sabbath, he would talk about Revelation. And because the members are all villagers, not very highly educated, they don't understand what he was saying.
那王长老对这个启示录的解释，有一点非常非常重要的。
It's important to understand one point on about Elder Huang's
就启示录是预言书，解释预言书很重要的一点就是说，这个话应该应验在什么时候？就应验的书籍的判断最重要。应验的书籍的判断叫做错了，你解释一定会错的。
Since the Book of Revelation is a prophecy, it is important to try to explain when this prophecy will come true, and that is the important point.
那么我们要说，黄长老对这个启示录的应验的。书籍的看法以前来先看外教会的解释的话。
Before we begin studying what Elder Huang wrote, we must first study what other denominations wrote.
这外教会的解释方法会归纳做4种。
There are 4 categories of what other denominations had interpreted.
第一种叫做过去式解释法。
First is the preterist interpretation.
就过去式解释法就是说，就启示录里面的事情啊，是关于当时罗马帝国迫害教会的事情，已经过去了，和现在没有关系。
This interpretation says that the events in the Book of Revelation is concerning the reign of the Roman Empire and has nothing to do with the present.
不过这种解释法现在很少人相信，就是。
And very, very few scholars would adopt this interpretation today.
第二类。
Second.
历史式解释法。
Historical interpretation.
所以历史式解释法就是说，那个7个教会啊，奥章3章有7个教会，他说这个7个教会是 一言呢、啊，七个书记。
And they said that the seven churches in the first session, the first part of the book is symbolizing the seven different time periods.
那这个七个书记就是从始祖时代一直到一直再来。
Seven period includes from the time of the apostolic era till the second coming of Jesus.
他们好勇敢的，还把这个七个时期是第一个时期是几年到几年，几年到几年。那么他说现在就是老底家教会的时期，第七个时期，最后的时期。现在老底家第七个教会的时期。
And these interpreters even put down dates for each of the period, and they said.And today, this era is the seventh period, which is the Church of Laodicea.
说起来，这种解释啊，太这个荒唐了，太没有意思了。说起来
，And this interpretation seems to be nonsense and meaningless.
就这个圣经没有圣灵的带领启示哦，真的看不懂。
And without the Lord to guide us, we probably cannot understand the Book of Revelation.
第三种解释叫未来式解释法，这个现在很多人相信未来式的这个解释法。这个我刚才讲到这个周末论哈，这个基本教义一共有七种。
Earlier I mentioned the theory of the end, and there are altogether seven.
那么七种，第一啊，就是关于神的事情。
Altogether seven, and first is about God.
再来是关于耶稣的事情。
Next about Jesus.
再来是关于圣灵的事情。
And then the Holy Spirit.
再来关于救恩的事情。
Marriage.
再来关于教会的事情。
The church.
最后是关于周末论。你这个教会对这个末世的道理什么看法
？And lastly is the theory of ending.
这个周末论包括关于耶稣再来和死后的审判，这个都是关于周末的这段道理。
This theory concerns the second coming of Jesus and the judgment.
那这个周末论现在在一般教会有两个比较多人相信的，一个叫做千禧年全派，他们有个千禧年。他们这里耶稣将来要在这个世界啊做王一千年了、啊，叫做千禧年，也叫做千年王国。
And there are two groups who have the interpretation of this end. First is about the millennium, being Jesus will govern the world for a thousand years.
但是这个千年王国分了两派，一个叫做前派啊，一个叫做后派。
There are two different groups in this millennium theory. One is the former, one is the latter.
这个后派是，他说，一千年王国实现以后，耶稣才再来。
And the latter suggests that Jesus will come after this 1,000 year has passed.
那么这个后派这里，这个世界会变好，后来全世界都信耶稣。
And they believe that after this 1,000 years has passed, this whole world will turn into good, and everyone will believe in Jesus.
差不多一千年，耶稣做世界的王。
For 1,000 years, Jesus will be the king over this world.
世界的人都要信耶稣。
And everyone will believe in Jesus.
也很多人相信，但是主张这些神学家主张过了不久啊，第一次世界大战发生了。
And after this theory was published, First World War happened.
一开始说。大家会信耶稣啊，世界没有战争，也没有罪恶了。
And because the latter sect suggests that there will be no war in this world and no more sin.
共产主义出来反对宗教，反对耶稣。
Communism arises and they
那罪恶一直增加，所以他们说世界会和平，大家会信耶稣啊，结果没有啊。
Communists arise and they persecute Christians, and therefore.
我早上也想，为什么这个白板呢、啊、这么脏？所以现在这个后派哈，千禧年后派，千年，千禧年是千年王国了哈，千禧年后派，
Therefore, this latter group of the millennium.
结果后派现在没有人信。
No one believed in this, this theory anymore.
因为他们说世界传播卫星的时候，世界没有战争，最后会消灭。结果你看今天，一天一天乱了，最后一天一天增加。
Because the world had not come to peace and there were war, constant war, therefore no one believed in this theory anymore.
现在是千禧年前派的最多。
And today many would believe in the former group of the millennium theory.
什么叫做前派？前派是说耶稣要在千禧年以前呢、啊、再临。
And what this theory suggests is that Jesus will come before this millennium.
所以他们现在教会啊，常常说耶稣快来哦，或者晚上，或者明天。他们现在说耶稣快来是什么意思？耶稣要来到空中啊，得救的人会被提，被提上去。所以假设耶稣晚上来哦，那两个人在睡觉、啊。那太太信耶稣啊，都救，被带走了，被叫被提了。
Many who believe this former theory suggest that Jesus will come soon, perhaps at night, perhaps during the day.
那个时候，丈夫找不到太太，太太到哪里去了？已经被提上去了。
And for example, a couple when they're sleeping at night and Jesus comes, the wives who believe in God will be elevated or lifted up into the sky, and in the morning, the husband will not find the wife.
那假设耶稣白天来，那两个女人在那里推磨，这主要是谈过，提一个慌一个。
And if Jesus comes in the day, then two women who are milling flour, one of them will be lifted.
都要被提。
All who study the Bible will be lifted.
那这个教会被提以后呢，再来有七年大灾，七年的大灾。
After the believers have been lifted, there will be seven disasters.
结果七年大灾就是这七年当中啊，世界会发生大灾难，尤其以色列人呢、啊，会移到啊这个大迫害。
I'm sorry, there will be 7 years of disasters, especially the Jews, so they will be greatly persecuted.
但是那个时候，多久的人已经被提了，在天上。所以多久的信徒不会受这个灾害。
But because those who study the Bible had been lifted, therefore they will not be on earth suffering.
那这个七年的末期，以色列人会相信耶稣。
At the end of the 7 years, the Jews were believed in Jesus.
那以后已经被提的信徒就和耶稣一起来到耶路撒冷，用耶路撒冷做耶稣王国的首都了。那当时相信耶稣的犹太人都一起要统治世界，有1000年之久。
The believers who had already been lifted up will come down with Jesus into the city of Jerusalem, and the Jerusalem will become the capital of the kingdom of God for this million years.
这就是说，耶稣的再临是在1000年王国实现以前来的。
In other words, Jesus will come before this 1000 years.
所以他们说，耶稣要来，耶稣要来，就是指说。这个耶稣来要把信徒带上去这个事情。
Therefore, when they claim that Jesus is coming, they meant that Jesus will come and lift it up his believers.
那一些人完了，撒旦做工，啊，教会有乱了。那时候耶稣在临，才施行人类的审判。
And after the 1000 years, Satan will work on earth and.It will be chaotic. This world will become chaotic, and Jesus will come again to judge.
圣经，耶稣再临是在世界末日。
According to the Bible, Jesus comes at the end of the world.
好像马太25章，耶稣再临把人类分在左右啊，右边的进天国，左边的下地狱，就这样解释了。没有说耶稣在这里再临，又在这里1000万、2000万再临，那就第一次再临是要。 把信徒提上去，多久的提上去，这个呢，灾临把多久的提上去，那过去人大灾啊，再来建设这个王国，那王国完了，在灾临施行最后的审判，圣经没有这样的记录。所以说起来，这个现在的这个所谓神学家哈，他们研究圣经的时候好像研究枯水一样，那没有圣灵的带领，你研究出来，按他研究出来的意见都不一样，那是乱解释了。所以现在这个道理的乱是被神学家害到的。那神学院这些神学家教书，那神学先接受这个错误的道理，那么以后去当牧师，那这些牧师就把这个错误的道理传出去。因此说起来，现在道理啊，不但是说五大教义啊，他们洗礼搞错了，安息日也搞错了，圣餐也搞错了，说实在是这样子。不然这样子，这个周末论，这个周末论现在外交啊，我们本位啊，差太大。
The Bible did not mention that Jesus will come for a second time, and this is all because the theologians were studying the texts like they were using scientific methods, and therefore it's incorrect.
啊，因学姐说的哈，我这一段讲完。那起这个黄长老，我们看启示录第一章十九节，他对启示录的解释，这一节的解释非常重要。
And let's turn to Revelation chapter 1 verse 19, and this verse is important to studying the whole book.
启示录第一章十九节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 19.
十九节说，所以你要把所看见的和现在的事，并将来必成的事，都写出来。这些圣经一般都认为是三段的，一个是你所看见的这一件，第二是现在的事。第三是将来必成的事，分你三段。
Usually people would divide this verse into three parts. First is what you see, next is what is, and next is what is to take place.
但是你对中文看起来这个文化上啊，也是不很清楚的。那有的翻译是比较，是说你把你所看见的，有的是关你现在的事，有的是关你将来的事，是这样子。看的啊，有的是关你现在的事了，有的是关你将来的事，不是说看见的现在的事将来的事，不是那样子。
If you were to study the tenses, it would see that first there's present and the future. So some things are concerned present, some things are concerned future. Not what some of the things you see presently and then present and then future again.
那黄章老他有引进啊很多的翻译。他就是强调这个翻译应该说你要把你所看见的，那这些看见的有的是关你现在的，有的关你将来的。因此这个启示录从第二章以后到二十二章，有部分是关你现在的，有部分是关你将来的。那问题是说现在的是主做哪一部分，将来的是主做哪一个部分，这个判断就很重要。
And it is difficult for us to understand which part of the book of Revelation concerns present, which part concerns future.
他所明白的就是现在的就是奥章三章，奥章三章那七个教会，那个七个教会是那个时候的现在的事情。
What Elder Wong understands is that chapters 2 and 3 concerns the present of then.Which concerns the seven churches.
我们看启示录第二章。
Let's read chapter 2.
启示录第二章开始到第三章啊，就写七个教会的，给七个教会的信。
Chapter 2 and 3 concerns seven letters to the seven churches.
第一节，二章一节。
Chapter 2 verse 1.
你要写信给有所教会。你讲。
And to the angel of the church in Ephesus.
第八节。写信给斯米纳教会。
Verse 8, write to the church in Smyrna.
十二节。
12.
写信给贝加摩教会。
Write to the church in Pergamum.
18节。
18.
写信给推亚推拉的教会。
Write to the church in Thyatira.
这已经四间教会，那第三章。
That's four churches, chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
写信给撒迪教会。
To the church in Sardis.
第七节。
7.
给腓立比教会。
The church in Philadelphia.
14节。
14.
给老底家教会。
Church in Laodicea.
这七间教会是当时小亚细亚时代有的教会。
These are the seven churches that exist in Asia Minor.
我就给你们做一个 很简单的习题了，明天交出来了。不过不教没有关系，但是抄写就好。后面有地图了，后面有地图，你根据那个地图，你就有办法抄出这七个教会的位置。这七个教会排两排，很简单了、
okay.
抄过来就好。有些比较聪明去影印了。
I'll give you homework. I'll write down the place of these seven churches.
所以这七个教会是当时小亚细亚时代有的教会。
Therefore, these seven churches do exist, and they are situated in Asia Minor.
那个是在那时的现在的教会。
This refers to the church then.
所以有关现在的事，就是第二章、第三章有关七个教会的事。
Therefore, what concerns present is the seven churches.
那将来的事起点在要从哪里算起？
Where's the beginning of the future event?
看第四章。
Please reverse four, chapter four.
第四章第一节。
First one.
除我观看见天上有门开了，我出听见好像吹号的声音，对我说：“你上到这里来，我要将以后必请的事指示你，好吗？我要将以后必请的事。”所以现在的事，以后的事，以后的事就是从这里开始，第四章开始。
And starting from chapter 4, verse 1, it says, I will show you what must take place after this. And from chapter 4, it's where the future events are revealed.
乎你这两个事情，现在、以后。那么问题是说，以后的事的起点，从历史上要从哪里开始算？
From history, when do we start counting or the beginning of the future events?
按这个千年王国前派、他们所说的以后是从哪里开始？
According to the former group of this millennium theory, when did it start?
从这个教会已经被提以后了。
They believe that future event starts after the church had been lifted up.
或者晚上耶稣要来，耶稣要来。
For example, at night when Jesus comes.
多久的？提上了。
Those who are saved.
两个人说一下多久得提上了。
Those who are saved will be lifted.
那提上以后七年大灾难要临到。
And after they've been lifted, 7 years of a disaster will happen.
那么他们认为这个第四章是从这里开始。
And then they believe chapter 4 starts.
一直到耶稣再来。这是他们对以后必成的事的起点的解释。
This is where they see as the beginning of the future events.
那这个彭长老的判断，这个别的教会都没有这样的判断。
According to what else?
我看了一些外教会的起诉解释，没有一本书这样子，但我看过一本德国人写的，只有看到那一个人的解释他说这个以后的起点。是万里圣灵降临，很奇妙。不过他们讲得很详细就是了。他也认为说圣灵有两次要降临，那这个第四章这个以后的起点是万里圣灵降临，到耶稣再来，很奇妙这个德国人。
I have seen a German who has written something similar to Elder Huang, and this German suggested that.The future events will begin after the descending of the Holy Spirit for the second time.
圣灵的老堂就说，这个第四章以后，就是万里圣灵降临，这个真教会出现，开始应验到耶稣再
来。
所以第四章到22章是关于现在，我们的对现在的现在就是。 当时的以后的部分。
Audubon suggests that the beginning for chapter 4 is the descending of the Holy Spirit for the second time.
我个人我认为他这个判断正确，因为我现在这样相信。
I believe that Elder Huang has written it right.
所以第四章以后啊，都关于现在的事，关于今天我们教会的事和世界的事。
Therefore, starting from verse 4 onwards, it concerns us, present day, and the church.
所以我认为说，这个黄长老的起诉的解释最要紧的一点，就是说他判断这两个时期的正确性了。就是他这个判断错了，他那个那本启示录的研究就会全部错掉。
I believe the essence of the Book of Elder Huang is the judgment on the time period, and if he is wrong in that, then his whole book is wrong.
那么这样说起来，那个奥当山的那七个教会和我们现在是不是没有关系了？已经过去了。
Does it mean that chapter 2 and 3 does no longer concern us because it is the past?
我看我们稍微看一看哈，这个第一个题目是这七个教会的书信。
First is Epistle to the Seven Churches.
这七个教会的书信不是单要给那个七个教会，是要给当时所有的教会。
This epistle is not just to the seven churches, but to all the churches.
啊，所以每一封信的最后。都写圣灵向众教会所说的，有耳朵的都要听。
Therefore, the end of it says that this is what the Holy Spirit says to all the churches. Those who have an ear, let him hear.
请看第二章。
Please read chapter 2.
启示录第二章第七节。
Chapter 2, verse 7.
第一节说要写给有所教会的使者，那么第七节，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就当听。读信的，我必将神多人中心命书的口述出给他。那第八节是写给斯密拿教会，可是最后的一句啊，也是一样啊，就是圣灵向众教会所说的啊。看这个十七节。
Please read verse 17.
圣灵向众教会所说的，有耳朵的都要听。七封信的最后一句话都这样。可见这七封信并不是单要。写给这七个教会，只要写给当时使徒时代所有的教会，是这样。
All the ending of the seven churches are the same, and therefore we see that this letter is not to seven churches, but to all the churches.
所以当时那七个，当时所有的教会都要念，都要念这七封信。
Therefore, all the churches must read these seven letters.
因为这七封信是要写给所有的教会。
Because the letters are written to all the churches.
这是一个也是很重要的解释。
This is one important explanation.
那再来说，那么这七封信和现在我们的教会有没有什么关系？
Next question was the relationship between us, our church, and the seven letters.
我们这次看那七封信，我们会发现到，这个是差不多主后90多年了，使徒教会已经相当堕落了。
We know that this book was written around 90 AD after the church had fallen.
啊，好像这个有所教会把起初的爱离开了。
For example, the church of Ephesus, they have lost their initial love.
哎，那老底教会已经不冷不热。
And the church in Laodicea was lukewarm.
这个教会这个圣灵降临开始的时候力量很大。
When the Holy Spirit first descends, the believers had great power.
就起初就开始的时候。
And at the beginning of Revelation.
爱心大，信心大。
The believers have much love.
又很圣洁。
Much faith and are pure.
又很热心。
And they are fervent.
但是慢慢的离开这个起初的情况。一直溜了，一直溜。
But slowly they depart from their initial situation and have fallen.
溜到这个主后90多年写启示录的时候啊，这个教会已经相当堕落。
Right till about 90 AD, the church had already fallen.
完全的教会变成不完全的，完全的教会变成不完全的。
A complete church has become incomplete.
所以圣灵说叫他们要悔改。 要德性，但是属猪属来的教会没有德性，没有复兴起来，没有。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit wanted a church to rise up, but this didn't happen.
就是一直走下坡就是。
And there has been a steadily decline.
你看开始五旬节那一天啊，凡物共用哦，一家人。
We see the beginning of the day of Pentecost, we see believers sharing the same room.
对做信来说奉献财产啊，不是奉献十分之一啊。
They have offered their possession to the church.
对同信来说几千人的信徒一条心，当时信徒已经三千了，一条心了。
And the believers, about 3,000 of them, have one heart.
当初教会罪恶不能存在，好像亚拿尼亚骗神了、彼得责备他，马上死掉；他太太来责备，也是马上死掉。教会没有一个罪恶没有办法存在。
In the initial church, sin cannot exist. For example, Ananias, he died because he had deceived God.
这个是属灵时代的起初的情况。
This is the initial situation in the apostolic church.
但是结果就慢慢的丢了丢了。
But we see that the church declined.
那么结果我们现在这个是这个早已圣灵了哈，秋已圣灵。
That was the former rain.
结果是春已圣灵。
And now is the latter rain.
耶稣在临前圣灵还要降临。
Before Jesus comes for a second time, the Holy Spirit will descend.
但是这个末后的教会开始不完全。
But the church at the end time, at the very beginning, it will be incomplete.
所以这个七教会的时代的情况和这个末后的真教会的初期它一样，但是末后的真教会啊，在耶稣再临以前一定会达到完全。
And therefore, the seven churches, the letters to the seven churches, the situation there will be similar to the initial church of the present time.
会回复到使徒时代那个起初的情况。
But the church of the latter days will return to the very beginning situation.
到耶稣再临前，这个圣灵的真教会的爱心、热心、圣洁，会超过使徒时代那个起初的。
By the time Jesus comes, the love and the faith of the church will surpass that of the apostolic church.
那是完全的状态。
That will be in a state of complete.
因为完全的意思，他要再临，把它接上去，是这样。
Because Jesus will come and he will bring this complete church with him up.
所以我们今天真的是教会要看这七封信。
Therefore, today for true church believers, we must study the seven letters.
因为现在我们是在不完全的状态中。
Because we are now in an incomplete state.
要恢复。像使徒时代起初的那个爱心、那个热心、那个同心，这样子。
We must return to the very beginning state of the believers of the apostles.
所以这七个教会在写启示录的时候来说是现在的事，但是那个时候的这个教会和我们现在呢有自己的关系。这是黄长老啊很重要的一个明白的教训。
Therefore, the seven letters, although it concerns the present church of then time, but it also concerns us.
所以我们应该要这七封信要好好读，对照我们自己。
Therefore, we must study these seven letters as a reflection of ourselves.
我是不是离开起初的爱心？
Have we abandoned our first love?
我是不是离开起初的热心？
Have we lost our initial fervency?
我是不是像温水一样不能复热？
Am I like a lukewarm water, neither cold nor hot?
先对照自己。有对照自己的教会。
We must use these as a reflection of ourselves.
有缺点要改。
If there's any shortcomings, we must. 做
一个得胜的教会，得胜的信徒。
We must be a believer in a church that overcomes.
那就有赏赐。
Then we shall receive blessings.
第一个题目我就谈到这里。
This is. I'll end my first session.
我们休息十分钟再听。